You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Quentin McKenzie and Simon Veer, who are going to be chatting to me about the upcoming St. Andrew's Day celebrations. Every time I say it, I want to say St. Andrew's Street celebrations for some reason. But yeah, these are pretty fun celebration of Scottish heritage, I guess. First things first, though, how are you both on this muggy-ass morning?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, pretty tired. I don't usually get up this early, so yeah, it's pretty good to be here, though.
Yeah. I thought you were working now, though.
Well,
is that
yeah,
job?
Not this early, but yeah. That's good, though, yeah. It's good to get up, yeah.
Leisure
yeah.
hours.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, man. When did you start? Because you're playing bagpipes at the St. Andrew Day celebrations.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I call you Q?
Yeah, go for it.
I love calling people
yeah,
Q names.
Of course,
Q.
Of course.
All right, Q. When did you start playing bagpipes?
Probably about 9 years ago now. I started when I was 10.
Nice.
So yeah, it was pretty weird to start with because no one plays bagpipes really at that age. But yeah, I'm glad I started.
Mm-hmm.
Really, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what got you into doing that?
Well, my mum and my dad sort of pushed me at the start, and I didn't really like it because it was something extra I had to do plus school. But
yeah.
Yeah, I started enjoying it once I got a bit more experienced.
Cool. It's funny, I was telling my dad I'm interviewing a bagpiper, and he was like, be sure to tell them that your granddad was the leader of the Invercargill Pipe Band back
there you go.
Yeah, back in the day.
Well, he was
very Scottish.
Yeah, that's a good, because I play for the Invercargill Pipe Band now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
so
damn.
He was, yeah.
Oh,
it's
damn.
Pretty good of him to tell you that.
I guess the, like, amount of pipers, there's not a huge amount of pipers anymore, so you're kind of into city at this point, I imagine.
Yeah, relative to other instruments, obviously there's not as many bagpipers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Have you played the graduation ceremony yet?
No, I haven't.
Is that going to be on the cards?
One day. Hopefully, when I graduate, yeah, hopefully I'll be playing for that.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome. Alrighty, I think we start talking about the actual St. Andrew Street. St. yeah. Andrew's Day. I see it so
well,
hard.
Well, it sort of sums it up,
so
right? St. Andrew Street, one of those, you know, all the Scottish stuff going through the city. It's,
yeah, St. Andrew's, of course, the patron saint of Scotland?
Yeah, and he wasn't Scottish from what I can, you know, pick up.
That's a very Scottish thing to do.
Yeah.
It's not only St. Andrew's Saint Day, but it's also a day celebrating our 50th anniversary with Edinburgh as our sister city. I don't really know exactly. Is a sister city just a city that you have a connection with?
Well, supposedly, and you're right, and the scepticism, I guess, of these sort of sister city relationships, and that's one of the reasons why I got involved back about 8, 9, 10 years ago, you know, is to actually get some meaningful interactions.
Yeah.
And before COVID, we actually had Edinburgh artists coming to these events. We had,
really?
I don't know, Withered Hand's been through. You should check Withered Hand out. And a couple of poets and, musicians. So, and we went to Edinburgh and did a sort of like a tour.
Oh, wow.
I took Bob Scott and Jay Clarkson. And we had like a 10-day stint.
Awesome.
So that, and then of course that's all died now. And then all the money's dried up to do anything like that. You know, the council's so much in debt, and they're not going to be able to give us anything to work towards. And so I'm hoping actually the university, the two music departments, there's a similar music school in Edinburgh at the university there.
Mm.
So there might be some way of connecting up that way and getting something going from a musical sense.
Yeah.
That's where I'm coming from.
How did the partnership between the two cities come about?
I believe, you know, this is back in, before my time, 74, 1974, Suki Turner, which is people who know cricket, Glenn Turner's wife.
Mm.
She was the mayor here. She was an Indian woman. She was quite out there in those sort of days to have a woman and a woman of ethnicity to be your mayor.
Yeah.
So she was, she just reached out, I think, and they got a connection going, and Edinburgh was very much into it. And they are today, you know, they did have 15 or 20 sort of relationships with cities around the world. Mm. Now they're down to about 6.
And damn.
We're one of the main, you know.
Wow.
Because there is that connection, you know, like, but people don't know. From the 1840s through to the early 1900s, 40,000 Scots came through Dunedin to settle. And so, you know, That's why that's the basis of our modern city, I guess.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I mean,
physically and psychologically, yes. You know, it's in there.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what Dunedin's called, what, the Edinburgh of the South, whatever.
Yeah, because
I mean, the city was mapped after Edinburgh.
Yeah,
which
pretty
is quite
much.
Cool.
Yeah. Not exactly so, but you know, the names have been grabbed. Yeah,
the Octagon
yeah.
is not also. The Octagon also.
Yeah, and a Byrne statue, mm-hmm. And also the Robert Scott Monument down in the Exchange. Down by there's a wee mini Scott monument there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. There's a bigger one in Edinburgh, but yeah.
Yeah.
He's the guy who went to Antarctica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robert Scott, the clean.
Oh, like because there's the Scott Amundsen base down there, so I assume that's named after him.
Yeah.
Oh, so right.
Because I think he left. It was his last point of land here, and to go to Antarctica.
Oh, awesome! Yeah. Well, what the days are starting. The day's starting on Saturday. I mean, it's kind of a Saturday and Sunday event.
Yeah,
with both having different events on. I mean, there's going to be a blow off, a bagpipe competition to see who can make the loudest noise.
Yeah, well, I sort of mooted this with Quentin a few years ago. We didn't quite get around to doing it, but we'll give it a crack this time. It's just for people and anyone, like, during the day. It runs from 10 till 3.
Mm-hmm.
People can come up and try to play a set of bagpipes and have a go, and then so we thought, added to that, we've got our own set, everyone, and even pipers like Quentin can have a go and see, just blow the shit out of it and see what sort of noise we can get. And we've got a decibel meter, and like I've been told, it's sort of like an aircraft taking off, and as you've just heard before, it's quite loud. As you people will soon hear, we'll send Quentin down to the end of the room
and we'll do a little
probably
a little
outside
demonstration.
The building.
Yeah. 5 blocks that way.
Yeah, open the window.
No, that's awesome. Do you know how loud, like, the last bagpipe was recorded?
It's a good question. They sort of range. Some of my mates in the bagpiping world, their pipes, they vary. So some of my mates' pipes are really quiet, and you wonder why they're playing them. But then some of them are really loud, and you wonder the same thing. But I think loud is better than quiet. It reaches a bigger audience.
I think so too. Yeah. I think so too. I think I used to hate the pipes, but I think there's something very, you know, I you ever watch Avatar the TV show?
Yeah.
You know, when, like, you can see all the ancestors.
Whenever
I hear the bagpipes, I'm like, oh, my Scottish.
Yeah, I've never heard that comparison. But
It's enough, one genealogical connection that I have. I'm going to embrace it any way possible. Will there be caber tossing at this St. Andrews?
Well, this is the issue with A, being an outside event, and B, being in the Octagon. We're reasonably limited. To what we can do, and also they're very protective of everything. But we do a junior. We have junior, like, you know, for I guess primary children. There are wee cabers.
Yeah,
and they're Highland Games activities for them.
A wee caber.
But what we do, we try and add a few more. Like, say, there's have a go bagpipes. There's also, we have these stones, and they're big.
Yeah,
140 kilos.
Holy heck!
It's a spherical stone made out of Oamaru stones.
So wow,
quite beautiful.
Yeah,
and we've got a strong guy, and he's coming up from Invercargill, Callum McConaughey, will demonstrate the lifting of these stones, where they lift them from the floor onto a barrel.
Holy shit.
So I think the lightest one was 90, and it goes up to 140. But then, and we did this about 4 or 5 years ago for the first time, and then it was like, oh yeah, and then everyone around was wanting to have a go. So we've started, you know, and it was quite fun. Some people were, and the guys were helping, so you can do that. You can lift stones. We've got some from the quarry out back at Logan Park, so you know, like maybe 40, 50 kilo ones.
Okay,
but then, you know, they give you the technique to lift, and so there's that. That's another thing that's sort of a bit more for adults, I guess. But, you know, anyone can have a go at it. And, of course, then we have speed porridge eating, which is a fun...
Speed porridge eating.
And it's just like a huge bowl of porridge and just get it down you. And,
Is it seasoned at all, or is it just plain old porridge?
Just plain, yeah.
Just plain.
And it's cold. But it's creamy. It's creamy. Milky cream.
It's creamy and cold.
Yeah, awesome.
I also saw there's a competitive haggis pie eating competition.
Yeah, we're going to do that on Sunday, which is a lot easier. But haggis pies are for sale. Whoever... people might not have tried haggis.
It's actually good.
There's two options. We do a haggis ceremony, which is very dramatic, quite a performance.
Yeah.
And you can try haggis after that. It's all giveaway sort of food there. But you can buy haggis pies as well.
Does anyone make them just like outside of the event as well? Are there any haggis?
Yeah, I think Who
producers?
Ate All the Pies
all right.
does from time to time, and probably around this time, and maybe around Burns. So Burns celebrated in late January. So that's probably around those sort of special occasion times.
Okay. Because I know Adju, who sponsor our breakfast show.
Oh, yeah.
They did a delicious, I think it was vegan haggis.
Oh, okay.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff, really. Also, big shout out to Who Ate All the Pies. I went to the farmer's market last week.
Adju, Danish, Scandinavian, Scottish. Yeah. There's those links too, you know.
A lot of fish. A lot of hearty things.
But, you know, they traded and they're very close.
Very true.
Obviously, we're invaded by the Vikings.
Yeah.
Taken over for a long time, as they do.
But the Shetland Islands, which is where a lot of my family come from, was kind of a bit of a mix of people from the Scandinavia and Scotland, which is quite sick. But yeah, as we mentioned before, festivities are spread across both Saturday and Sunday, with Saturday being more of a day of activities like porridge eating, and Sunday being more of a fundraising day with some live music and Kai at Moons.
Yes.
What else is happening?
Well, Moons, and the good thing is it's an indoor event, so you know, like, although the weather is looking good for Saturday, because we're often up against that.
Yeah.
So we thought, oh, to guarantee we'll have an indoor event. Moons have actually made a Scottish ale, a traditional Scottish ale
that
gets served for the first time on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So we have like a limited bar sort of licensed area in the Octagon, and people can try that and whiskey. There's tastings and you can purchase, but it's a very limited sort of purchase. Two or three half pints and a couple of nips of whiskey is allowed to be purchased and drunk.
Yeah.
Because it is mainly a family day. And it's great that, you know, you're actually, we're the only place and it's, that have ever been able to sell alcohol in the Octagon. But so it's nice thing to have. So Moons came on board to make that, and so they're going to host us as well on the Sunday for a bit of a fundraiser. So it's just a $10 entry and that gets you in for the day. We'll do three or four draws and that gets you into a raffle draw, and we'll have prizes and bits and pieces.
What are some of those prizes?
Oh, well, mainly from our sponsors, you know, things like Haraway's, Emerson's gives us some stuff, Nairn's, we've got various bits and pieces that the committee and the group are putting together.
Nice.
For giveaways. And nice. Moons have got a few Scottish delights in their menu, and we've got three or four musical acts that are playing also on the Saturday. Don't Bob Scott's got his Tangle group that does... Bob Scott from The Clean and the Bats has got a wee group trio together with Alan Starrett and his brother Andy, doing sort of traditional Scottish songs in a sort of more contemporary way. Guys, three grumpy Scotsmen led by Jock Walton, who people may not know, founded the New Edinburgh Folk Club back in the 70s. And he plays Squeezebox, yes. So like a little...
Accordion type thing.
And sings. And David Eagleton, poet laureate, he's involved with the group. And he's going to perform, as well as Mike Moroney and Anna Bowen, who are Cat, Gut and Steel. So that's on the Sunday.
Cool.
But they're all part of the event on the Saturday. And if people, you know, that you don't like certain things, like you don't like bagpipes or whatever, you know, the performances are only 15, 20 minutes each. So there's probably 15 different sort of performances going on during the day, all with a sort of loose Scottish Celtic link to them.
Mean.
But all, you know, there's fiddles, there's singing, there's guitars, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to, Quentin?
I usually like... watching the porridge eating competition. I'll never enter myself.
I
usually look forward to watching that, because there's always some regulars that show up.
Oh yeah, there's a couple of guys.
And they're pretty good.
Yeah,
they're pretty good at it. Yeah, but
It's pretty speedy.
Gets a bit messy sometimes.
Just that minute and 20 or something.
Yeah.
How much porridge are we talking?
Oh, it's a huge bowl. I guess it's like about 150 grams with the whole, I don't know exactly.
Like a salad bowl.
Yeah, it's like a big salad bowl.
Of cold,
and they're glass, so you can actually see. Yeah. So when you're eating, people can see the porridge going down. But it's been good, and no one's actually, the funny thing, no one's
Chinese.
Actually chunned it. You know, it's interesting, you know, with those speed sort of eating things.
But yeah, you know, I've seen some horrible videos online of
them. But we're not into gluttony, so it's not like who can eat the most, or, you know, like it's just a reasonably decent size and, you know, a couple of minutes it's over sort of thing.
Awesome. Yeah, a couple of minutes is what you need. All right, should we get set up for the bagpipes?
Yeah, sure.
Me.
If you don't mind, I'll just tune them for a second.
No
in the
stress.
Corner. And then I'll just go and play.
Cool. All right, folks, we're going to have Quentin McKenzie on the bagpipes coming up very, very shortly. It's a real exciting time. He was tuning them before in the office at Radio 1 and did one little hoot on the thing, and I got a huge fright. So we're what was that, sorry?
The roof was blown off.
The roof was blown off indeed. So I reckon are we good to go?
Yeah, I can just go now.
Oh, cool. Okay, let's hear it. Here is Quinton McKenzie on the old BPs. Wow, 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 we were. That was Quinton McKenzie playing the bagpipes. If you want to see more bagpipes, some competitive porridge eating, and some more good Scottish activities, where should people head to on Saturday and Sunday?
We're in the Octagon from 10 o'clock.
Awesome, yep. Awesome. 10 till 3 and then yep. Sunday at Moon.
And Sunday at Moon's from noon.
Awesome. All right. To complement that vibe, Quinton has requested NF Doom with Raid. Yeah. And then we'll, at 9:30 we'll have the Surf Report. All right, you're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Two, two, one, two. How do whole heat and preach non-violence?
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.